Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're exploring the power of resilience, the beauty that can rise out of challenging circumstances, the bloom in the midst of harsh environments, concrete rose. Let's get into it. Roses aren't meant to grow from concrete, but some do. Against the weight of struggle, hardship, and the odds stacked against them, they push through the cracks, providing the beauty, the strength, and resilience that can emerge from even the harshest environment. Concrete rose is a powerful testament of perseverance, transformation, and an unbreakable human spirit. It's about those who rise despite adversity, who turn pain into power, and who find a way to flourish where others said they never could. Understand the different struggles and triumphs, reflections on resilience, and lessons from individuals that have beat the odds. You see, the power of resilience is in the face of hardship, how adversity shapes character, ambition, and success, the journey of self-discovery and personal growth, and the beauty of the strength found in unexpected places. So whether you face struggles that threaten to hold you back, or you are searching for inspiration to rise above life's challenges, Concrete Rose is a testament to the power of perseverance, because even in the toughest conditions, growth is possible. A rose can bloom from concrete, and so can you. So we will talk about that, how to embrace your strength. I love poetry, and one of the things that, you know, when I think of Concrete Rose of Tupac Shakur poem, the rose that grew from concrete, you know, that paints a powerful image of beauty and resilience emerging from hardship. And I like the fact that it's a metaphor, you know, for the strength within each of us to overcome adversity, to find beauty in unexpected places, and to rise above our circumstances. So understand this. This episode isn't about, you know, romanticizing the difficult struggles, you know, of minimizing the impact of difficult experiences. It's all about recognizing the incredible potential for growth, beauty, and resilience that exists even in the most challenging environment. So we're going to get real and raw about the struggles we all face and explore how to cultivate our own concrete rose spirit. So what's your concrete rose? We'll explore what it means to be a concrete rose, discuss the common obstacles that can hinder our growth and resilience, and unpack practical strategies for cultivating inner strength, finding beauty in the midst of hardship, and blooming even in the concrete. We'll be honest about the pain, the struggle, and the vulnerability required to navigate difficult circumstances, but also celebrate the immense power of the human spirit to persevere, to grow, and to blossom. So what does it mean to be a concrete rose? It's about resilience. It's about the ability to bounce back from any setbacks and challenges. So whether you're facing some challenges right now in life, you can have your concrete rose moment and rise above it. You too can be resilient. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It's not going to break you. You can be resilient and rise above it. It's about strength, that inner fortitude, and the capacity to endure difficult times. So you have to be strong, and you have to have that mental toughness to endure any difficult challenge you're facing during that difficult time in your life. Whatever that is for you, only you know what that is, but you have to find that inner fortitude and the capacity to endure, to hold on, and to push through. And it's also about beauty, finding and creating beauty in every harsh environment. It's about growth, learning, evolving, and becoming stronger through adversity. And it's about maintaining a positive outlook and believing in a brighter future and staying true to yourself and your values, even in the face of pressure to conform. So what are some things that can hinder your growth and resilience? Let's talk about that. Negative self-talk, that's number one. The constant stream of critical thoughts that undermine our self-confidence and motivation. So we have to get rid of that negative self-talk and replace it with positive affirmations. And we have to get rid of the limiting beliefs, the negative beliefs about ourselves and our potential that hold us back. And we have to get rid of toxic environments, surroundings that are negative, unsupportive, or even abusive. If you or anyone that you know are in toxic environments or dealing with that, get help immediately. Seek to change that toxic environment. And also, sometimes it shows up as lack of resources, limited access to opportunities, support, and the basic necessities. And also, it shows up in trauma and past experiences, past hurts and past traumas that can impact our present resilience. So I want to unpack some practical strategies for cultivating your concrete growth spirit. The first thing is, don't deny the reality of your situation, but don't let it define you either. Focus on your strengths. Identify your inner resources and talents and what makes you strong. You have to know and have that level of self-awareness and know your strengths and weaknesses. But most importantly, focus on your strengths and use those as your leverage and your superpower. And most importantly, seek support. Connect with trusted friends, family, mentors, or professionals that specialize and who can help you and guide you through whatever you are going through and give you that level of encouragement. Stay encouraged, and whatever you need to do to seek encouragement, seek that level of support and practice self-care. I always talk about this, prioritizing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. That's so critical. And that itself is an act of strength, not weakness. So whenever I talk about self-care and self-love, that is strength. It's strength in loving yourself. It's strength in caring for yourself. Understand that. And don't look for others to give you that love. Find it in yourself. Find your self-love. Find beauty in every day. And look for joy and gratitude and beauty in all areas of your lives and your surroundings. And create your own beauty. You know, sometimes we're always looking for things, but create your own beauty. Express yourself creatively through art. I love art. I love painting. Express yourself through music, writing. I love writing. Or any other outlet that brings you joy personally, whatever that looks like. And use your experiences to help others. Share your story and inspire others who may be facing similar challenges. And never give up on your dreams. Believe in your potential and keep striving towards your goals. Even when the odds are stacked up against you, you have that concrete growth spirit as well. So don't let yourself get discouraged. And understand that the concrete rose is a symbol of hope, resilience, and the transformative power of the human spirit. It's a reminder that even in the harshest environments, we can find beauty, strength, and the power to bloom. So reflect on that. What challenges have you overcome in your life that have made you stronger? That's your concrete rose. What small steps can you take today to cultivate your own concrete rose spirit and find beauty in your current circumstances? Because that's where you're going to find your true power. It's going to be unlocked, like unlocking your superpower. your concrete rose. You can grow out of the concrete. You can grow through your trials and tribulations. You don't have to just go through it, but you can grow through it. You're not defined by the situations that you go through. You can actually grow through them and come out better than before. That's that spirit of concrete rose, and you have it in you as well. I just want you to truly understand that a rose that blooms from concrete is not fragile. It is a symbol of resilience, strength, and the power to overcome. You are an overcomer, and this rose has defined the odds, pushed through the cracks, and reached towards the light despite the weight of its environment. Imagine being able to push through in spite of the weight of your environment, in spite of what's going on in the world today. It's so many changes, it's so much chaos, but imagine being able to push through like that rose that's blooming in the concrete. And if there is one truth to take from this journey and this podcast today, is that you are the rose. You are proof that struggle does not define you, and how you rise from it does. And understand that every hardship you've ever faced, every challenge that threatened to break you, has only made you stronger. You are the rose. So growth is not easy, and neither is the path forward. But just like the rose, you have the power to bloom what others thought it was impossible. Watch yourself bloom like that rose in the concrete, and carry your strength with pride and dignity, and embrace your story. Embrace your struggles, embrace your truth and your triumphs, and let them be a testament to your resilience, a reminder that even in the harshest conditions, beauty can thrive. The concrete may try to hold you down, but it will never break you. So keep rising, keep blooming, and keep thriving. The world needs your strength. The world needs your story, and the world needs your light. So keep blooming, baby. Now go forth and grow. Grow through whatever those challenges are. Grow through life, and let others see you as a beacon of hope and a source of inspiration, that you're not down and defeated. You're holding your head up, and you're going to bloom just like that rose in the concrete, because you are the rose. Don't ever forget that you are the rose, and it's your time right now to bloom through the concrete, to bloom in the midst of adversity, to bloom in the midst of setbacks. You are the rose, and you can blossom and bloom in the midst of the toughest times. You can blossom. You are that rose, and you are not fragile. You are resilient. You are strong. You are powerful. And most importantly, you are an overcomer. So now is your time. It's your time to rise and shine out of adversity, out of the chaos, out of the confusion. It's your time to bloom. You precious, beautiful rose, rise and bloom from the concrete. It's your time, it's your story, and you got this. No matter what comes your way, always remember that you can do anything and overcome anything that you put your mind to, as long as you work and be consistent. You too can accomplish whatever it is. Nothing can stop you and get in your way unless you allow it to, unless you accept defeat. And you are an overcomer. So you are going to rise and continue to rise over and over and over again. I'm super excited, you beautiful souls. Something special in store for you all. That's right. A rose is still a rose. You have the power. It's now available at Barnes & Noble. get your copy. I'll include the link listed below, but it's the launch of my new book. It's definitely a lot of female empowerment, a lot of storytelling about different relationships, different experiences where, you know, individuals try to get you to dim your light, shrink your brilliance. This book is so empowering. It encourages all of the readers and listeners. If you, purchase the book, you'll find ways to be more resilient, ways to let your light shine, your beautiful, your unique self. No matter what you've been through, no matter how life has tried to break you, you are still a rose. This is your mantra. This is your invitation to reclaim your identity, your confidence, and your inner strength. A rose is still a rose. You're unstoppable. You're unbreakable. Forget all of the lies that you were told. There is true beauty in rediscovering your beauty and power that always lived within you. So I just want you to know, if you need additional resources, this book is definitely a one of empowerment and declaration. And I just want you to know, you are not defined by your scars, the things that you've been through. You're defined by your strength and your power. A Rose is Still a Rose by Alicia Eaves is available at Barnes & Noble. Be sure to get your copy and shine bright. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.